You're listening to SBS News.
In a controversial move, Australia scrapped a French submarine deal in favour of what's known as the AUKUS agreement. The federal government insists it's taking steps to improve the relationship with France after that decision caused some diplomatic tension. Now the opposition's defence spokesperson, Andrew Hastie, has delivered a speech to the Hudson Institute to mark 1 year of the AUKUS security agreement. He says the nation needs to build up hard power.
But we need America's strength and partnership, and AUKUS is a great start. Our decision to acquire nuclear-powered submarines was both bold and historic. It is a powerful signal that we are going to take responsibility for ourselves and the security of our neighbours. We need to move, though, at warp speed. Time is not on our side.
Local crews will train on UK submarines while defence officials take part in nuclear reactor courses. Defence Minister Richard Marles spoke to the ABC on Friday.
Obviously, where we're at now is we're a year into the AUKUS arrangements and we're very focused on moving forward and acquiring for Australia the next generation of submarine capability that the nation needs.
He says the past decade has been wasted because Australia should have turned its attention to future capabilities.
This is very much a collaborative trilateral process. You know, the UK and the US are working together with us to see Australia acquire this capability, and it is very much a partnership between all three countries. And it's very important that as we go forward, the submarine capability that we have is one which is being operated by at least one other country.
On Channel 9, the opposition's leader, Peter Dutton, says the deal took a lot of work, but it's in the country's best interests. He says the timing of when the submarines are arriving is not quite clear.
It'll underpin security for our nation for decades to come, and we'll provide whatever support is required to the government to acquire that capability as quickly as possible. The government's on the timeline that was laid out under the deal, and that hopefully by the end of this year or early next will give us a better indication.
And Liberal Senate leader Simon Birmingham told Sky News the commitment to build the submarines in Australia is crucial.
We should have that confidence around the selection of design and the progress, particularly on the critical shipyard infrastructure that needs to be built to be able to then enable us to start building the submarines themselves. So there are some key things the government needs to make sure it does quickly. Early.
He's also emphasised the importance of preparedness for operation of submarines, but also missile technology and artificial intelligence. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.